圣明呢，在这边跟在座的弟兄姐妹以及线上弟兄姐妹呢，问安。
In the name of Lord Jesus, greetings to all the brothers and sisters at church and all the brothers and sisters that are currently watching online.
我们感谢神哈，让我们又很平安的啊度过了一周。
We thank God for bringing us through this week safely.
啊，大家都知道哈，现在的世界要能够心里平安，真的越来会越难。
And we know in this current state of the world, it's hard for us to find peace.
所以我们能够每一天哈抓紧机会来感谢神，这个是非常重要的。
And you need to make sure that you seize the opportunity to grab hold to God.
好，因为呢，在平安的时候呢，感觉平安呢，似乎好像觉得很平常。
When you at peace, you feel this is for granted.
对，那当外界都不平安的时候呢，我们会觉得这个平安突然变宝贵了哈。
And when you ride through the turbulence, you feel that peace is actually quite precious.
好，我们真的是要凡事要感谢神。
And that's why we need to thank God for everything that we have.
那在过去呢，几个分享当中呢，都跟大家一起谈到侍奉的事情。
In the previous sharings, I talked about serving the Lord.
那我们都知道哈，侍奉神呢，是一个神的选民呢最基本的生活目标。
And we know when it comes to serving the Lord, it's one of the basic requirements for us chosen people.
那神招选他的百姓，也就是招选我们，也是为了这个目的。
And that's why God called us for the exact purpose.
哦，所以说呢，圣洁的侍奉哈，在神的眼前是少不了的。
And it is essential for us to be able to serve the Lord.
好，那神选百姓，神选我们呢，来侍奉他。
God chooses us for us to serve Him.
不是只有单方面的要求。
And this is not one-way street.
对，我们会看到呢，他有带着祝福的应许在背后。
And this requirement comes with blessings.
好，我们看以色列百姓就知道。
And when we look at the people of Israel, we can know.
好，在我们最近读到的，不管是从创世纪一路到现在的四世纪呢，神一直交代说，你如果侍奉我，那我就带给你平安。
From all the books that we have recently read through, from Genesis all the way to Judges, as long as you're able to serve, then God will bring you peace.
好，因为呢，神要因为选民哈，我们要借着侍奉神呢，要在我们的灵性上成长。
Through serving the Lord, we are able to grow in our spirituality.
不单只是荣耀神而已。
Not only to glorify God,
那还要 benefit, 还要利益人,
but also to benefit people around you.
好，那我们今天就要来几样东西，几样事情，我们来看看在侍奉当中，我们要哪些部分可以让我们在侍奉当中成长呢？
Today, we're going to take a look at what kind of things we can do in order for us to grow in our spirituality.
但是首先我们必须要先建立一个观念。
Before we start, we need to establish one very important concept.
神要百姓侍奉他，不是只有在外表上面的服事而已。
When it comes to serving the Lord, God doesn't only ask us to serving superficially.
对，而是讲到从内心的敬拜。
We need to serve God, and this serving needs to come from our heart.
对，我们看四世纪，我们先拿四世纪做个例子哈。
And let's take a look at Judges.
Judges 10, 然后四世纪的十章。
Judges 10,
十章第六节。
Verse 6,
四世纪第十章第六节。
Judges 10, verse 6.
好，这一开头讲了以色列人又行主眼中看为恶的事了。
Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
那什么事呢？
And what did they do?
去侍奉诸巴利。
And they served the Baals.
好，然后我们跳到最后哦，最后你看他说，因为离弃了主，不再侍奉主了。
At the end, they forsaken God and they no longer serve Him.
所以在这边告诉我们，用这节告诉我们一件事哦，侍奉神不是只有外表而已。
So this tells us one thing: in order to serve Lord is beyond externality.
好，最重要的是要能够敬拜神。
What's more important is we need to learn how to worship Him.
遵守神的律法。
We need to learn how to obey His commandments.
好，我们用这样的方式来看，也就知道说，我们侍奉神哈，不是只有好像做义工这样了。
And if we are able to look through this lens, then we would know when it comes to serving the Lord is beyond volunteering.
所以侍奉神不再只是单单看得见的事情而已。
We serve God not only on the superficial level.
所以第一点我们要来看说我们侍奉神在哪些方面能够成长。
So the first point we're going to look at is we need to know how can we grow when it comes to serving the Lord.
好，那首先我们就是在什么地方成长，在能够更认识神上面成长。
First, we are able to grow in the area of knowing God in a deeper level.
好，第一个就是说我们认清可以认清楚神的旨意。
First, we need to understand His will.
因为要更认识神，就要知道他的意思是什么嘛，这很简单哈。
In order to gain a deeper understanding of God, we need to know what He wants us to do.
所以当我们在侍奉神之前，我们都要去询问说神的旨意如何。
Before serving the Lord, we need to first asking His will for us.
对，也就是说，神你要我做什么？
God, what do you want me to do?
好，我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
以弗所书二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
我们原来是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
10. For we are God's workmanship.Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以这边告诉我们哦，其实我们有目的的。
This tells us that there's a purpose for us to be here.
这个目的绝对不是我自己的目的。
And the purpose is not your own purpose.
这是神选召我们的目的，要我们去做什么的目的。
And this is why God called us. There's a purpose behind it.
所以我们要做什么？我们要做神要我们预备好叫我们做的事。
And what do we need to do? We need to do what God called us to do.
对，而不是说我想要做的事。
You're not doing what you want to do.
好，我们看保罗在被主耶稣，在被主拣选之前呢，你看他都是说他认为自己对的事去做。
When Paul was chosen by God, he was doing things that he wanted to do.
好，最后主耶稣选他的时候跟他讲说，你这是逼迫耶稣的人，你做的事情是逼迫耶稣的。
God at the end told him that what you have done was persecuting God's people.
在他的心里面，保罗认为说，当时的保罗认为说，我是热心侍奉神啊。
At the time, what Paul think in his mind is he was serving the Lord, in wholeheartedly.
对，但是在神的眼里面呢，他事实上做的是敌对基督的事，哈。
But in eyes of God, what he had done was antichrist.
哦，所以说主当初拣选他的时候，告诉他一句话，很简单。
When God chose him, God told him one thing.
来，我们看使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传九章六节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 6.
好，九章的第六节。
Chapter 9 verse 6.
哦，第六节很清楚说。起来，进城里去，你所当做的事情必有人告诉你。
Verse 6, now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.
所以可以看到说，主一定会告诉他的工人要做什么。
God will for sure tell his workers what they need to do.
重点是我们会不会去祈求说，主啊，你要我做什么？
The point is,Will you ask God what God want you to do?
哦，我们试着要去了解说，好，真的去祈求神，在祷告里面让神告诉我说我要做什么。
And you need to ask God in your prayer that what God want you to do.
要不然就会像谁另外一个例子，以利亚了。
If you don't do that, you will end up like Elijah.
对，以利亚大家都熟哈，《列王记上》十九章第十节那边也很清楚。
Elijah, you can, the description was, it was clearly depicted in, First Kings.
对，十九章第十节。
Chapter 9, verse 10.
我们就抓中间哈，抓中间那边，他说，我在这边什么，为神大发热心呢。哦，第十九章的第十节那边，他说，我在这里是为神大发热心呢。
And in chapter 19, verse 10, it says, I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty.
哦， 当时的以利亚在山洞里面,
And we know that at the time Elijah was in a cave.
对, 等到神向他显现, 叫他出来洞口面对神, 神才告诉他说,
And God only told him what he needed to do when God asked him to come out of the cave.
好, 那这个时候呢, 以利亚才把脚步呢, 回到了神的旨意上。
Only then Elijah turned his side to God.
所以我们会借着这个侍奉神呢, 去更了解神的旨意是什么。
We're able to understand God's will through serving Him.
好, 然后呢, 努力往神的旨意的方向去做神要我们做的事。
And once you turn your sight to the God, then you would know what God wants you to do and strive for it.
好, 我们当父母的, 大家都知道, 我们看到自己的小朋友呢, 诶, 很懂自己父母亲的意思呢, 当父母的非常高兴。
As parents, you would know that when your children understand what you have in your mind, then you would be very joyful.
对, 因为呢, 你会觉得, 你, 我们立刻会感觉到说, 诶, 他懂事了, 懂什么事? 懂我的事, 懂我身为父母的事了。
And at that moment, you will understand that he, your children know what you have in mind.
好, 所以说, 我们刚才讲到了, 侍奉神, 基本上就是要敬拜神。
When it comes to serving Lord, the same thing as worshiping Him.
所以今天我们按神的旨意来敬拜神, 这才对的。
And today, it's only right that we worship Him according to His will.
再来我们会越 越发的 amazing 哈, 赞叹神的伟大。
Then you'll be amazed how great God is.
好, 我们先看以弗所书。
Let's turn back to Ephesians.
Ephesians 哈, 以弗所书的3章20节。
Chapter 3, verse 20.
以弗所书的3章第20节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20.
第20节, 神能照着运行在我们心里的大力, 充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的
20 Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us
今天在服事神当中 其中一样事情就是我们要能够造就教会
And when it comes to serving the Lord, one thing we need to keep in mind is to be able to edify the church.
所以保罗在这边告诉我们一件事哦，说照着神照着运行在我们心里面的大能力哈，让我们做出来的成就呢，超过我们可以想的。
Here, Paul tells us one thing is to be able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us.
好, 所以说外表上好像是人的手在做。
On the surface, it seems like we're doing all the works.
但是神在暗中哦, 神在背后事实上成就人手所做的事情。
But behind our back, God is the one that's supporting us.
所以当事情完成一个计划完成的时候, 我们只会说, 感谢主,
And that's why when we complete certain project, we will have to thank God for His almighty power. And that's why we give all the glories to Him.
借着这样的荣耀神的方式呢，也更清楚认识我们信的这一位神。
And through glorifying Him, we're able to understand Him more.
所以保罗哈, 在哥林多前书那边, 保罗说了, 保罗说, 栽种的, 好, 洒水的, 这都不重要, 真正让它生长的是神。
And Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians that it doesn't matter who's the one that planted the seed or sowed the seed, it's the one who allowed them to grow.
好, 所以连保罗这么样的一个工人, 都 amazing, 好, 都很赞叹说, 这背后都是神的工, 神的伟大呀。
Even for Paul, he was absolutely amazed at the work of God.
好, 再下来我们要针对我们提升自己的灵命, 哈, 来长进。
And the next point is we need to be able to elevate our spirituality.
好, 那提升灵命之前呢, 我们先第一件事情要看清自己的弱点。
Before we can elevate our spirituality is to be able to identify our own weakness.
因为呢, 唯一, 哈, 只有看清自己的弱点, 我们才会有动力想要把自己提升在灵命上面。
Only then we will be motivated to elevate our spirituality.
对,如果自己觉得自己已经差不多了, 很棒了, 我们已经没有进步空间了, 也就不会有能动力去提升自己。
If you think you're so good, if you think you're perfect, then you wouldn't have the motivation to improve yourself.
因为神的大能哈，福音是神的大能，它不是靠人的能力，绝对不是。
Evangelism is through God's amazing power, not through our human's power.
在我们的圣工当中，在我们服侍神当中呢，很多时候我们的人的力量是很小的。
And when it comes to serving the Lord, our power seems very minimum.
因为我们自己呢，都带着肉体。
Because we are in flesh.
对，我们有血气，有脾气，有情绪，都有的。
We come in emotions, we have tempers.
好，那有时候呢，会因为这样呢，反而没有办法去服侍，真的做好服侍神的工作。
And because of these reasons, we cannot perform our task 100%.
好，所以说在我们服侍当中呢，我们越服侍，会越看到自己呢不够的地方。
And the more work that we do, the more that we serve the Lord, then we'll be able to identify our own weaknesses.
对，自己可以看得清楚哦。
Only through that we're able to identify clearly what we are made of.
因为我们在不服侍神的时候呢，我们不知道自己的软弱到底在哪里，不知道。
If you don't serve the Lord, then you are not able to tell what your weaknesses are.
所以我们看彼得。
Let's take a look at Peter.
好，我们看彼得在路加福音的二十二章那里。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音第二十二章的第三十三节。
Verse 33.
好，路加福音哦，二十二章三十三节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 33.
这个大家都很清楚的一段经文哈。彼得说了，彼得说，主啊，我就是同你下监狱哈，同你受死，也是甘心呐。
33, but he replied, Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death.
好，在这边哈，所谓的也是甘心哈，也是甘心，在原文圣经就说，我已经准备好了，随时都可以啊。
And when it comes to the original text, when Peter says, I'm ready, that means he's willing.
好，那之前应该是马太执事有跟我们分享过哈，积极的时候哈，我们看第六十二节，同一章六十二节。
Let's turn to the same chapter, verse 62.
六十二节，我们看发生什么事，大家都熟的。
Let's take a look at this incident.
六十二节，他就出去痛哭了。
And he went outside and wept bitterly.
哦，这个他就是彼得嘛，原因在哪里？六十一节。
And he refers to Peter, and the reason why he did that, you can find out in 61.
好，六十一节非常熟悉了。鸡叫之先呢，你会三次不认我啊。
Then Peter remembered the word the Lord has spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times.
好，我们看到也不过就是从二十二章三十三节到六十二节之间，你会看见那个转变哈。
And you can see the change that took place from verse 22 to 62.
我们会看到呢，我们有时候会说，彼得，你这个有时候太夸张了啦，哈。
Sometimes you might ask yourself, what Peter had done was over the top. He was too proud.
对，可是有时候我们也会这样哦。
You'll be surprised that you may do things such as that.
对，我们有时候会说，哎，我已经准备好了 ，ready to go 了。
You might tell yourself that I'm ready to go.
我愿意为主来牺牲下监狱，没有问题啊。
I'm willing to sacrifice myself for the Lord to go to prison.
但是你会看到环境一变之后呢，我们立刻也变了。
But when the altering environment changed, you would change too.
所以我们在侍奉神的事情上面哈，我们真的要认清自己的弱点在哪里。
And when it comes to serving the Lord, you need to understand where your weakness lie.
哦，知道我们自己是软弱，是带肉体的。
We need to understand that we come in flesh, that we have our own weaknesses.
对，可是这个不是借口哦，哈。
We cannot treat that as an excuse.
我们常会听到我们自己会说，哎呀，我是人嘛，所以总是比较软弱嘛，哈。
And we often find excuses. We often say to ourselves, we're just human beings.
但是神要我们在服侍他的事情上面哦，这个不是当借口，反而是要看清自己的一个最重要的管道哦。
But what God asks us is to be able to understand yourself and see yourself clearly.
好，我们看路加福音。
Turn to Luke again.
还是看到路加福音的第九章吧。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
九章一到六节。
Verse 1 to 6.
九章的一到六节。
Chapter 9, verse 1 to 6.
好，我们就看第一节，现在先看第一节就好。
Start from verse 1.
耶稣叫齐了十二个门徒，给他们能力、权柄，制服一切的鬼，医治各样的病。
1. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power, authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases.
然后第二节，又差遣他们去传道，宣传神国的道，医治病人。
2. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
好，然后呢，到第九节，第六节，门徒就出去了，走遍各乡，宣传福音，到处治病。
Skip to verse 6. So they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing people everywhere.
我们可以看到，其实有时候我们读到这节会觉得说，哎呀，使徒们终于出门了，可以去传福音，可以去做圣工了。
And from these verses, we realize that the disciples finally stepped their foot out the door and they're able to evangelize.
但是我们要非常谨慎一件事情。
But we need to stay cautious.
我们会看到一到六节，事实上所有的 environment, 所有的环境跟配套都是耶稣预备好的。
And we can tell from verse 1 all the way to verse 6 that the environment that they were in were prepared by God.
能力、权柄，耶稣给的。
Oh, the power and authority were all given by God.
制服鬼、医治病人，耶稣给的。
To be able to cast out demons, to be able to heal the sick, were also given by God.
走遍各乡宣传福音，到处治病，耶稣安排的。
To be able to walk from village to village and to be able to heal the sick were all given, prepared by God.
我们注意看，没有耶稣哦，十二个使徒什么也做不了。
And without Jesus, they wouldn't be able to do anything.
好，这是给我们一个提醒。
And this gives us a reminder.
提醒我们呢，事实上要认清自己，事实上是软弱的。
It reminds us that we are weak.
可今天呢，我们会出一个这样的一个迷思哈，就是觉得说，哎呀，这就是做圣工的全部啊。
And sometimes, we need to debunk.We need to, there's a myth, and we often think that this is all there is to serving the Lord.
这就是信仰啊。
This is just faith.
好，这就是圣工啊。
And this is serving the Lord, holy works.
但是我们现在把它拆开来一看，没有耶稣呢，这一到六节是完全不存在的。
And if you're able to unpackage this, then you're able to tell clearly that without Jesus, there's nothing.
所以告诉我们说呢，在教会当中的圣工呢，不代表信仰的全部。
You need to understand that the holy work within church doesn't mean everything.
也不是信仰的中心呢。
Holy works don't mean the central. It's not the central thing of the faith.
因为只不过是神已经预备好了一些环境，让我们去参与他的工作。
And the only reason that we are here is because God has prepared everything that we see so that we are able to participate.
对对对，就好像叫什么实习课程的 practicum， 对，很像一个信仰的实习课程而已。
Similar to a practicum.
好，所以在这个实习课程，在我们这个侍奉神的学习上面呢，我们就要更认清楚，其实自己是有限的、软弱的。
And for sure, when it comes to serving the Lord, we need to know that we, as human beings, we are limited.
因为呢，我们要面对的信仰挑战绝对不是只有这些事情而已，不是只有这些事情。
And the challenges when it comes to our faith, are not limited to just this.
哦，圣经告诉很清楚，魔鬼要什么？魔鬼要拿那个筛子筛我们。
The Bible tells us clearly that the evil ones will try to sift us through.
对，什么叫筛子？是来来回回的哦。
And what does a filter do? Is to sift us through.
对，谁撑不下去就掉下去了。
If you're not able to hang on, then you will fall through the cracks.
不是只有一次哦。
Not only once.
来来回回，好多次哦。
But multiple times.
好，所以今天呢，我们要面对的在信仰上的挑战呢，就是这种来回的 shifting， 来回的过滤。
And this is what we have to face when it comes to our challenges in our faith.
对，因此我们真的要看清楚自己，这是很重要的事情。
And it's absolutely important to be able to understand and see this through clearly.
你看，就像保罗。
Take Paul for an example.
大家最有名，大家都知道，保罗有身上有一根刺。
We all know that Paul had a thorn on his back.
对，保罗因为这根刺求三次，这个是很有名的，大家都知道的故事。
Paul prayed to God three times for his thorn on his back.
他最后说什么？他自己知道说这个刺呢是他的软弱。
And what did he say at the end? He said that this thorn was his weakness.
对。他求神三次叫神呢把这个刺拿走，把他软弱拿走哦。
He asked God to remove his throne three times.
但是他在侍奉当中明白说这个刺要留在他的身上。
But when it comes to serving the Lord, he understood that this throne was there to stay.
让他知道说他要在软弱当中呢去靠神。
So that he would be able to rely on God in his weakness.
进一步他能够承认，低头承认说，我只不过是个无用的仆人。
Furthermore, that he was able to admit to himself that he was a humble servant.
好，进一步呢，我们既然知道自己软弱，怎么办？再下来就是在依靠神的事情上面更成长。
And what do we do when we know our own weakness is to able to grow when it comes to serving the Lord?
对，能够更依靠神哈。
And to be able to rely on God even more.
已经看到自己的软弱了嘛。
Because we know our weakness now.
哦，我们就懂得要去依靠了。
And only then that we understand to rely on Him.
因为我自己知道自己不够了。
Because we know that we're insufficient.
我们知道自己在侍奉神上面呢，能力不足，只有靠神。
And we know that we're incapable when it comes to serving the Lord.
好，那以弗所书三章十六节告诉我们。
And in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6 tells us.
以弗所书三章十六节告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
这边哈，求你按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
16, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
好，就好像原来呢，会三次不认主的彼得，软弱的彼得，因为圣灵的浇灌，让他大有能力跟智慧。
Even though Peter disowned Jesus three times, he was able to redeem himself because the power of God.
对，你可以看到哈，得圣灵之后呢，敢为主再做见证。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, he garnered the courage to testify for God.
我们看到圣灵的能力哦，改变他。
The power of the Spirit had changed him.
所以在约翰福音里面呢。耶稣问彼得三次，也是很有名。你爱我吗
？In Book of John, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
好，这也就是告诉彼得说，彼得，你未来呢，要爱你现在看到的东西，比这些更深呐。
This is to tell Peter that whatever you see,
你会比以后会爱比这些更深。
You will love these things even more than what you will see in the future.
我们看约那个应该是这个约翰福音来。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音二十一章。
John chapter 21.
已经是约翰福音最后了哈，二十一章的第十八节。
Verse 18.
好，约翰福音第二十一章第十八节。
John chapter 21 verse 18.
好。彼得那个主耶稣问彼得三次，你爱我吗
？Jesus asked Peter whether he loved him.
然后呢，彼得回答说：“主啊，你知道我是爱你的。”
Peter in turn tells Jesus that you know that I love you.
你会看到十八节哈，十八节讲了一个重点。
And there's a point in verse 18.
好，十八节说到，我实实在在的告诉你哦，很 truly tell you 啊，你少年年少的时候呢，自己束上带子，随意来往。但是年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带到你不愿意去的地方。
18, I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
19节更进一步哈。
Verse 19。
耶稣说这个话是指的彼得要怎么死荣耀神哦。
Jesus said is to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God.
耶稣要告诉彼得什么？
What Jesus wanted to tell Peter.
现在这个彼得呢，还是未得圣灵的彼得。
And Peter at the time hadn't received the Holy Spirit.
好，这个彼得呢，还是三次不认主的彼得。
This is the Peter that disowned Jesus three times.
但是主耶稣要在这边说，再下来你要去你不想去的地方。
Jesus therefore tells him that you.Will go to places that you don't want to go.
而且这也告诉什么？要告诉你说你怎么样死要来荣耀神。
He also tells Peter that when you die, you would die in a way to that you will glorify God.
所以我们可以看到说，当神的能，当我们全心全意依靠神的能力的时候，我们这个人就会改变。
This tells you that when you rely on God fully, you will be transformed.
好，那神希望什么？希望在服事当中呢，看到我们这样的改变。
And what does God want to see? God wants to see our transformation, in our serving the Lord.
就要像保罗一样说，我要夸什么？我只夸我自己的软弱而已。
We have to be like Paul. Paul says that we need to boast ourselves in our weaknesses.
好叫什么？好叫基督的能力哈，能够盖住我。
So that the power of God can cover us.
所以，如果我们觉得自己的能力很强的话
，and if you think you're capable，
看不清楚自己的软弱的话。
If you're not able to identify your weaknesses,
我们就很难去依靠，也很难去看到神的能力。
You would then be hard for you to see God's power.
好，第三点，我们要在哪方面再更成长呢？要蒙神喜悦的事情上更成长。
And we need to also grow in things that pleases God.
好，能够先要认识神的道理。
We need to first know the truth.
而且是要熟练哦。
And we need to know the truth inside out.
对，因为呢，服事神越多，要越熟练神的道理。
The more we serve the Lord, the more we need to know the truth.
为什么
？Why is that?
来，以弗所书。
Turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
四章十二节到十四节。
For verse 12 to 14.
以弗所书第四章第十二节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12
好为要成就圣徒呢各尽其职建立基督的身体
12 to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up
好那十三节只等到我们呢众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督成长的身量啊
13, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
14节
14,
使我们不再做小孩中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去就随从各样的异端啊
14, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of man in their deceitful scheming.
所以我们在这边要讲一个重点就是说在服事当中呢要能够更熟悉神的道理。
And the point I'd like to highlight is that we need to understand the truth and his command during our service in the Lord.
更认识神的道理就更认识神。
If you're able to understand the truth and his command, then you will be able to understand the Lord himself.
因为这个神就是这个道。
Because God equates the truth.
好，认识神的儿子，然后实际什么？能够长大成人啊。
To understand the Son of God, then you will be able to move on from the infant stage.
好，所以十四节很清楚嘛，不再在信仰上面再做小孩了，不再做了。
It says clearly in verse 14 that we will no longer be infants.
所以我们可以离开那个道理的开端，就是 beginning， 进道理、信主的那个开端，离开那里，进入成熟。
We be able to move on from the beginner level to maturity.
那这样子我们就可以做什么？让神喜悦的事情，因为更了解神了啊。
Then what can we do? We can do things that are pleasing to God because we understand God more.
就好像神召亚伯拉罕一样。
It's similar to when God calling Abraham.
对，神叫亚伯拉罕说：“我是全能的神，你当在我的面前做完全人呐。”
God says to him that I am the Almighty God, then you are able to be the complete perfect person before me.
我们可以看到，侍奉神的开始就是敬畏神的开始。
The beginning of serving the Lord is the beginning of fearing the God.
我们可以看到说，神带着亚伯拉罕出了他的原来住的地方。
The Lord God has taken Abraham from his place of birth.
那个就是什么？要侍奉神的开始。
And that was the beginning of serving God.
也就是敬畏神的开始。
And also the beginning of fearing God.
是，今天的我们也是一样。
Today, we are in the same place.
我们被神所召，经过大水洗礼以后，成为神的人之后，那就是离开以前，来到了信主的开端。
When we are called by God, when we are washed by the water, this is the beginning of our faith.
但是神要我们能够进步。
Another thing that God asks us is for us to be able to improve ourselves.
对，经由侍奉神来进步我们自己的信仰。
To improve ourselves, to improve our faith through serving the Lord.
好，这样子才能够真的在神的面前呢，能够成为一个圣洁的人。
Only then you can be sanctified, be purified before Him.
好，我们看创世纪二十二章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪的第二十二章的第十二节。
Verse 12.
好，这边也是很有名的一句话。十二节，我们看到这个时候，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
In this verse, it tells that God is testing Abraham.
对，第一节其实很，第一节就讲二十二章第一节，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
In chapter 22, verse 1, it says, God tested Abraham.
要试验他什么？
And what did God test him?
试验他在二十二节，结论来了哈。二十二节，啊，对不起，二十，刚才我们讲说在二十的十二节，对不起，十二节那边。
In verse 12, it says,
十二节这边哈，中间我们看中间那一段。现在我知道你是敬畏神的啦。
Now I know that you fear God.
神要测什么？神要测亚伯拉罕是不是敬畏他。
God wanted to test Abraham whether he feared him or not.
从乌尔出来之后，到现在为止，他愿意献上他唯一最爱的儿子，这是神最后的测验。
Coming out from Ur, God wanted to test him whether he loved him.
好，我们可以看到说，到最后了，亚伯拉罕通过他的测验。
And we can see at the end.And we know that Abraham passed the test.
而且天使说了，说现在啦，我知道你是敬畏神的了。OK， 不要再动你的小孩子哈。
And we can see that angel says that we know that you fear God and we won't lay a hand on your boy.
好，今天的我们侍奉其实也都希望能够得到这句话嘛。
And this is the statement that we want to hear when it comes to serving the Lord.
是，今天我们信神哈，在我们信主侍奉神当中，我们都希望到像亚伯拉罕这样的一个考试的成绩单，说你是敬畏神的。
And when it comes to believing him and serving him, we want to be able to achieve what Abraham had done.
好，所以我们会看到说，事实上在侍奉神当中呢，我们可以在取悦神当中呢，让我们对神的道理呢更进步了，更成长。
And when it comes to serving Him, we need to learn how to please Him, and only through that we are able to improve upon our faith.
好，我们再来看到说，既然神这样子，我们会珍惜什么？我们会珍惜那属灵的喜乐，所以在属灵的喜乐上面更成长。
And through those experiences that we able to enjoy, we able to enjoy in his faith.
我们打开圣经看谁最喜乐，我们会绝对会说保罗。
And who would you say would be the most joyful person? We would definitely say Paul.
好，保罗在很多书信当中都说，我非常的喜乐看到教会的信仰成长。
And we can see that in many of his letters, he mentioned that he was very joyful seeing the growth of various churches.
来，我们就举一个例子，腓立比书吧。
Let me show you an example. Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书一章。
First, chapter 1.
一章的二十五节。
Verse 25.
好，腓立比书一章二十五节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 25.
好，这是保罗写信给腓立比教会哈。
And this talks about when Paul writes a letter to the Philippian church.
而且这封信是在监狱里面写的哦。
And this letter was written in the prison.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节，我既然这样深信，就知道人要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上哈又长进又喜乐。
25. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith.
我们会看到侍奉神呢是可以容神益人的，刚才我们讲过。
To serve Lord, you're able to glorify God and benefit people.
对，也可以帮，也可以为人哦带来许多属灵的喜乐啊。
Also, it brings spiritual joy.
哦，你看了保罗到最后说，就算我自己牺牲了，我同样的喜乐，因为看到你们在信仰上的成长。
I am just as joy when I sacrifice myself.
哦，我们也看到说，保罗真的很珍惜呢，在侍奉神当中呢，去在属灵的喜乐上面成长。
Paul really cherished the moment when he was able to see growth in spirituality.
哦，这样我们才能跟刚才一开始唱那首诗一样哈，真的可以越侍奉越喜乐。
Similar to the hymn that we just sang, that the more we serve the Lord, the sweeter it gets.
哦，我们在侍奉神当中呢，我们有这几个方面呢，可以让我们成长的。
There's a few aspects that will allow us to grow when it comes to serving the Lord.
所以我们讲到侍奉神到最早，从一开始，我们要先，真的要先懂得聚会。
At the very beginning, we need to learn, we need to know that we need to start out from attending the services.
要从遵守神的道理开始。
We need to obey God's commands.
那遵守神的道理，从读经开始。
In order to follow God's command, we need to start out by reading the Bible.
所以这样我们能够靠着圣灵呢，越了解神的道。
Then we can understand the truth even more better.
然后就能够知道神的旨意。
Then we will understand His will.
按神的旨意来服侍神。
Then we're able to serve Him using His will.
也经过神的道理，知道自己是软弱的。
And through His will that we know that we are weak.
也知道自己的软弱之后，才能够全心全意去依赖这位大能力的神。
And when we know they're weak, that we can serve Him wholeheartedly.
哦，按照神的旨意服侍神呢，我们会在当中呢，在喜乐上面更加成长。
If we can serve Him according to His will, then we are able to grow in spirituality.
我们最后看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第十章
，Luke chapter 10。
路加福音第十章的第二十节
，Luke chapter 10 verse 20。
路加福音第十章第二十节
，Luke chapter 10 verse 20。
二十节，然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
20. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
说明了我们侍奉神到最终目标。
It says clearly that our end goal for serving God,
也就是我们在敬畏神最终的目标。
It tells our ultimate goal for fearing God.
鬼服了你们，这个只是一部分的工作而已。
To have spirits submitted to you is only part of the work.
因为我们带着耶稣的名，鬼一定服。
Because we carry the name of the Lord Jesus, and spirits will for sure submit to you.
但是主耶稣在那边提醒所有的门徒们，不要因为这样开心哦。
Jesus reminded the disciple that you should not be rejoiced because of that.
我们要什么开心？我们要能够自己的名记录在天上而欢喜。
But we have to rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
那我们盼望能够在侍奉当中呢，大家都能够一起来成长。
And we hope that all of you can grow when you serve the Lord.
按着神的旨意成长，哈。
According to His will.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
Let's turn to hymn book.
唱诗162首。
162.